Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Mem Beis, Menachos 42. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara discusses the tchelas, the blue threads that are attached to the tzitzis that we wear. So says our Gemara, Amrei Abaye Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yehuda, Abaye taught, Ha techelta, the tchelas, this blue thread that is attached to the tzitzis, hechai tzavisua. How are we able to dye this thread? How do we get it to be the color blue? So Amar Lei, so Rav Shmuel says to Abaye, my sinan dam chilazon, we bring the blood of a special type of animal called a chilazon, an animal that lives in the sea, and this samonin, and we take the herbs and we combine them with the blood of this chilazon, v'raminin lehu biyora, and we place it into a pot, umar tchinan lay. And the way Rashi understands it is we before we treat the wool with the blood of the chilazon, we soak the wool in different herbs and flavors to allow it to be able to better absorb the color from the blood of the chilazon. And then shaklina porta bebeyasa. And then we take a little bit of the dye that came out of the chilazon, and we take it in an eggshell. Vitaminan luhuba udra. And we check to see if it's the right color by placing it on a small piece of the wool. Shadinan lehubiyasa. And after we do that, after we tested to see if it would take to the wool, and after we basically tested the blood of the chilazon and see if it takes on this wool, what we do then is shadidan lehu biyasa. We throw away that eggshell with the remaining dye, vikalina lehu udra, and then we burn that wool. And Rashi says, and the Gemara says, we do this for three reasons. We learn from this thing basically three principles. What do we learn from here? We learn from here shmamina ti'ima psuo. We learn from here that the dye that was done as a test, you know, the testing of that wool, that is invalid in order to for use for tzitzis, because the tzitzis has to be used not as a test, but we have to be actually making the tzitzis, not just using it for a sample. And also shmamina deba'ina tzvio ishma. We see from here that when you dye the tcheles, we are doing it, it has to be done for the purpose of the mitzvah of tzitzis, and it can't be done for the purpose of testing. And so this, the Gemara is going to ask, are really one and two the same thing? Gemara is going to raise that question. And the third thing we learn is, shmamina te'ima pisala, that we learn from here that the investigation, this testing of this color, would have invalidated the rest of the pot if it was poured back in. And for this reason, it needs to be thrown away rather than poured back into that pot. And in this context of discussing the tchelas and the way it's checked, the Gemara then raises a very interesting point, which to me I found very meaningful personally, because the Gemara says tcheles ein la bedika. The Gemara cites a brisa that the tcheles, these strands, there's no way to check if they were done properly. Meaning to say, we can never know if it was done for the right purpose or really. Or another way to understand it is, we can never know if this was tcheles or if this was just an imitation, an indigo, or what the Gemara is going to call kala ilan. We can't really know. The Gemara is going to challenge us, but we do have a way of testing it. But then that's the first thing, and so therefore the Gemara says, "Ein nikachas el min mumcha." If we're buying tcheles, you can only buy it from an expert, because we're concerned about fraudulent tcheles out there, and so therefore you only have to buy from somebody who is muchsach b'kashrus, somebody who's an expert in the laws of tcheles, and somebody who we know that they're doing it the right way. So too, the Gemara continues, Sfarim u'mezuzos, excuse me, the Gemara says, Tefillin yesh lahem bedika, that if a person buys tefillin, and a person wants to buy a pair of tefillin, you could check to see if it's done properly. You can check to see if the letters are missing or if there's too many letters. But with respect to tefillin, you're only allowed to buy them, even though you have a way of checking them, you still can only buy them from an expert who knows the proper way to prepare the leather of the tefillin, and you have to do this for the right purpose. You have to do it for the sake of tefillin. You can't do it for other reasons. The ibud, the preparing of the parchment, needs to be done for the purpose of tefillin. Svarim u'mezuzos, however, when it comes to svarim and mezuzos, when it comes to the laws of a Torah scroll and the laws of parchments, then we say about such things, yesh lahem bedika, you can check the Sefer Torah and the mezuzah to see if they were written properly, to see if they have the right letters in there or if they're missing letters. V'nikachin mikol adam. And however, unlike the tefillin, which can only be bought from an expert, the Torah scroll can be bought from any person in the world. And even if the person is not an expert, because the Torah scroll, the normal way most commentaries interpret this way, Rashi interprets it, is because the Torah scrolls are not like the tefillin, because the Torah scrolls, you do not need to make the parchment for the sake of Lashma, for the sake of the Torah scroll, unlike the tefillin. So Tosfos challenges this, because we see from other sources that you do need to make the Torah scroll for the sake of Lashma, for the sake of the parchment needs to be done for the sake of the Torah scroll. So that's a question Tosfos raises. But for me, I read this and I'm blown away, because personally, even though I'm far from an expert, I took upon myself the mitzvah of writing a Torah scroll. And we see from here, you don't need to be an expert to write a Torah scroll. A tefillin, you can only buy from an expert. But Torah scroll, you can get from any person. Nikachem mikol adam. And that tells us that because there's a mitzvah to write a Torah scroll, it's a personal mitzvah. We can't say this mitzvah is only open to experts. The mitzvah is open to every person in the world. And so therefore, that's why we have to say Torah scroll is nikachem mikol adam. Every person can take upon themselves the mitzvah of writing a Torah scroll. Don't wait to be an expert before doing it, because then we'll lose the mitzvah. Take it upon ourselves and write the Torah scroll ourselves.